try to reinstate this inhibitory, excitatory balance to the basic ganglion loop. And that procedure seems to have some indication of improving speech to a measurable degree. The other...
Subject 19.
Okay, just say something. Don't say your name. Just say anything at all.
Hi.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Pilgrims.
The Pilgrims, they came over on a ship called the Mayflower. And they landed on Plymouth Rock. And they met, the first people they met were the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And the Native Americans helped them survive their first winter by teaching them how to grow different things. And to thank the Indians, they had the first Thanksgiving, which was a huge feast between the Pilgrims and the Indians.
Indiana?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now tell me what you know about George Washington.
He was America's first president, general in the Revolutionary War. He had false teeth. And he said he wore a wig. That's about it.
Anything else at all?
No, he had a wife.
Test, test, test. Test your voice again.
Martin Luther King Jr. was a civil rights leader who worked to gain equal rights for everyone. And he helped organize the boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, when Rosa Parks was arrested. His dad was a minister at Ebenezer Baptist Church. He had a wife named Coretta Scott King. I think they have like three children. And he was assassinated in 1968 here in Memphis by James L. Ray. And he was here to help gain equal rights for the sanitation workers. He said a speech in Washington entitled, I Have a Dream.
About the slave trade.
Slave trade was, I think, where they put the slaves on market and they auctioned them off. And that's what I think it is, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you know about the civil rights movement.
Civil rights movement was when, like, minority groups, they formed an organization to try to fight for equal rights for everyone through peaceful movements.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you know about Harriet Tubman.
She was a conductor of the Underground Railroad. She helped free over 300 slaves. And I know she had like a sleeping disorder because when she was younger, she was in a store and a policeman and a man were getting into it and she accidentally got hit in the head with a cash register. Just left her dent in her head. I think her real name was like Harriet Rosser, but she married a man named John Tubman and changed her name.
Anything else? Tell me what you know about Frederick Douglass.
He was an abolitionist. He worked to abolish slavery and he had a newspaper, I think it was called. I have no idea what it was called, but I just know he was an abolitionist who worked to abolish slavery. He helped work on the Underground Railroad. I know he helped Harriet Tubman help her parents escape. And that's all I know about.
Okay. Nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Tell me what you know about the NAACP.
It's for, I think, African Americans. Help them, like, in different situations. Like, they can have a lawyer from the NAACP if they can't afford one. And I know it's a non-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Malcolm X.
He was a Muslim, and he believed in equal rights for African Americans, and you know, he was killed while he was saying a speech. I think it was in a church. No, he was married. I think he had a little girl. And I know he went to jail, where he used to be real bad, and he went to jail, and he turned his life around. He decided to turn his life around. He became a more distinguished gentleman, where he learned how to talk, and he started. After he got out of jail, he started doing public speeches. Speaking out about the injustice to African Americans and other minorities. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you know about Muhammad Ali.
I know he was a legendary boxer. He won the heavyweight title. You know, I think in 1960 he was put in jail because he refused to serve his country in the time of war. And he was kind of like a stubborn guy. He had a famous quote that said, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee," from the one and only Muhammad Ali. I said about him winning the heavyweight championship, and I know he had a few classic bouts with Joe Frazier. I know now he can't talk really because he has the Parkinson's disease. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Ku Klux Klan.
They are a group of Caucasians who believe that white people are above everyone else and they hate minorities such is Jews and African Americans, and they wear a white sheet over their head, and a lot of times they march on like court on this. I remember they came to Memphis and they marched on the court steps and to protest different things that minority groups try to do. I know they used to hang people from the tree back when there was a lot of prejudice. And I know the leader is called a Grand Master. And that's all.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
That was when Rosa Parks was arrested because she refused to give up her seat to a Caucasian. And Martin Luther King came in and told the people of Montgomery to stop riding the bus until they could sit wherever they wanted to, because back then, African Americans had to sit at the back of the bus, and if they were up in the front and a Caucasian wanted their seat, they had to give it up. So they just boycotted the buses for about a year until the law was finally changed.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I hope this tape recording is running. I'm gonna try to write down everything you say. Okay. Moving on to literature, music, and art. Tell me everything you know about Little Red Riding Hood.
Tell me about the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know. She left her grandma's house, and she met a wolf along the way. And the wolf went to her grandma's house and ate up the grandma and put on her clothes and acted as her grandma. And they were talking about, "Grandma, what big eyes you have, the better to see you with." And the wolf ended up eating Little Red Riding Hood, but a man came in with an axe and chopped the wolf's stomach open and killed him. And Little Red Riding Hood and her grandma and the man were sitting down having tea afterwards.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Cinderella.
Cinderella, she was badly mistreated by her stepmother and her two stepsisters. And the prince wanted a bride, so her stepsisters and her stepmother went off to a ball to try to become the prince's new wife. And Cinderella had to stay home. She couldn't go. And her fairy godmother came and fixed up like her little friends, the rats, and made them like horses, and turned a pumpkin into a chariot. And she rode to the ball, where she met the prince, and the prince fell in love with her. But Cinderella returned back to her normal self at 12 midnight. So she ran off so the prince wouldn't see the real her, and she left her glass slipper. And the prince ran around all over town trying on shoes on all the women, and he finally found her. And they were married, and her stepsisters became her servant.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about orchestra.
Orchestra is like a combination of instruments, like the trombone and the flute, and it's just a percussion, different percussion instruments, and they just play music.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Little House on the Prairie.
Never read.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about The Wizard of Oz.
I know it was about Dorothy, who lived in Kansas with their little dog Toto, and the tornado came along and swept her and her little dog to the place called Oz. And she met a lion who wanted courage, and she met a tin man who wanted oil, and she met something else. There's a lion there. And anyway, but after they went to go see the Wizard of Oz, and they met the Wicked Witch of the East, I think it was, or Wicked Witch of the West, one. And she captured them. She sent the little scarecrows on them and captured Dorothy and the dog. And she put Dorothy inside an hourglass and turned it around and said, in 1 hour you'll be completely dissolved in this sand. But Dorothy escaped, and she threw water on the witch, and the last thing the witch shouted was, I'm melting, I'm melting.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Pinocchio.
Pinocchio was a puppet made by his owner, Geppetto. And he went off, he was supposed to be going to school, but he met these two characters who took him to this island, Pleasure Island, and they were just having fun. And the more fun they had, the more they turned into a donkey. And Pinocchio had this little friend named Jiminy the Cricket, and they escaped before Pinocchio turned into a whole donkey. And Geppetto got worried, and they were, him and Pinocchio were out at sea, and they got eaten by a whale. And they stayed in the well a couple of days, eating the fish that the whale caught. And soon they think they lit a fire inside the well and made them come out, and the whale spit them out, and they got washed to an island, and the fairy godmother came and made Pinocchio a real boy, because he showed he could handle it.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, you know, he lived in Memphis. He has a Graceland Museum. He sung country music, and he was real big, like around the 1950s. And he made a couple of movies. And he had one song that I remember was Blue Suede Shoes. And I know he died a couple of years ago because of a drug overdose. And he had a daughter named Lisa Marie.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Alice in Wonderland.
No. It was Alice, and she met this little rabbit who took her to another world where it was, I think it was fox and a rabbit or something. And they were in this fantasy world where everything was backwards to Alice. And I know she ended up escaping some kind of way. I don't remember much about it.
Anything else? Tell me what you know about Peter Pan.
Peter Pan had this little fairy named Tinkerbell, and they lived in Netherland, and they fought with Captain Hook on the ship, where they end up defeating Captain Hook. And I know they were with these little children who helped them. Their name was Wendy, I think. Wendy and her brothers. And they could fly. They were like little fairies. That's all.
Okay.
Tell me everything you know about ballet.
It's a sport where it's for men and women, and for, they do graceful movements, and it has to be really flexible to be able to move like that, and it's basically just a dance. That's all.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go. Really? Tell me everything you know about jazz.
Jazz is a very relaxing music. And it really got started around during the Harlem Renaissance. I'm not sure if they did jazz or blues, but it was like Louis Armstrong and W.C. Handy. No, W.C. did blues, never mind. And it was just a combination of all kind of instruments make this real it's just a smooth sounding music. That's right.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Maya Angelou.
No, she was a famous African-American poet. And she wrote many poems. And I think she wrote one called Black Like Me. And that's all.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the blues.
Blues, that got started during the Harlem Renaissance as well. And really, I know some of the composers like W.C. Handy, and it became real big, like, around like the 1950s, and it was a lot of blues clubs where they would go and dance to the sounds of blues and jazz, and that's a very relaxing type music too. It's like real soft. It's like got a flow to it.
Tell me what you know about Michael Jackson.
Him and his brothers made up the Jackson 5. And you know, he had surgery on his nose because he thought it was too big. And it ended up changing his skin color completely. And, you know, he's very famous. He has a couple of CDs. And he has two sisters named Latoya and Janet, and I only remember one of his brothers. It was Tito and Paul. And lately, he's been out of the music business, kind of washed up, so to speak. But he's back in the studio. He says he's getting ready to release another album. I know he has. He married Lisa Marie Presley. And they had a kid, I think. They're split up now when he married this new woman. He's married again to this new woman. But I don't remember her name. That's it. I know he used to wear. I know he wore this glove hand. And whenever he goes out in public, it's like this little mask over his face. Like he don't want to catch anything from people. That's it.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about B.B. King.
B.B. King, I know he sings the jazz and blues. And he's down there on Beale Street and he performs. He came from like a poor family. And he lost his mother and his grandma, like in the same month. I think his real name is like Bobby Riley or something. And he has this guitar he calls Lucille. And that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Motown.
Motown is owned by Berry Gordy. And it's where a lot of artists came and performed. And it has a lot of records hanging up in the halls. And it's real historical for some reason. I don't remember why, but that's it.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Roots. Story of an American Family, Roots.
I really don't know anything about that.
No?
I mean,
can you guess? Okay. Tell me what you know about Aretha Franklin.
She sings R&B. And she sold a lot of records. You know, she had a CD that was certified platinum, which is like the highest honor you can get. And she was real big around like the 1970s, early 80s. Well, she's still big, but not as big as she used to be. And she had a very powerful voice. And let's see.
Anything else? Okay. Tell me what you know about Sammy Davis Jr.
No, I think he did either jazz or blues. Just know he was a famous musician. And he sung a lot of songs. He made a lot of records. Like back in the, I'm not sure, I think it was like the 50s or the 60s. And that's all, really.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about The Color Purple.
Color Purple was a movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Danny Glover. They were in it. And I know they called it, like, one of the best movies ever made. And it was a real deep movie. And
okay. Now we're moving on to news events. Tell me everything you know about Bill Clinton.
No, before Bill Clinton was our latest president, he came just before George Bush, our current president. I know he was involved in a scandal with an intern, Monica Lewinsky. And she sued him over that. And they tried to impeach him. But he didn't get impeached because they didn't gain enough support to overthrow him. And I know just before he left office, he granted a lot of pardons that many people were questioning. I know he gave a pardon to his wife's brother. Just before he left too, he declared a lot of forest land off limits to the lodges, people who cut down trees. And he tried to solve peace talks between the Israelites and the Palestinians. And know he had a wife in the name Hillary Clinton, and he has a daughter named Chelsea. I think he was like America's 46th president. That's all.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Elian Gonzalez.
I know he was a Cuban child who floated over on a raft, and they rescued him. And for a while, he was living down in Miami with his relatives, and Attorney General Janet Reno, they wanted the child to leave the country because they were saying he was an illegal immigrant. So they stormed in the house and took the child. And though Elian's father, they wanted him to be reunited with his father. His father came over here, and it was like a big custody debate between his father and his relatives down in Miami. And there were a lot of protests and different things. But they ended up voting to send Elian back to Cuba, is where he is now with his father.
Anything else?
Ma'am.
Okay, tell me what you know about the Columbine shooting.
Columbine shooting happened up in Colorado at Columbine High School, where I think 13 people were killed. And they blamed it a lot on the glory things they did. Like, they had this game that they loved. Excuse me. They had this game that they liked playing called Gloom. It was a shooting game, and they made a violent tape about killing people, which nobody really paid any attention to, and they were with some kind of little mafia group within the school, and they shut up the school because they were tired of being picked on by jocks and different things and labeled as a nerd. And they had talked about killing all those people, and it was reported to the police, and they really didn't do anything. And so they ended up, they had like a sawed-off shotgun, and they had bombs and different things. They were just going around. First, they started in the cafeteria, and I know they shot a teacher who was trying to warn everybody to go hide or run away. And I know it ended when they killed themselves up in the library. And you know they shot an African American in the face. They asked him, did he believe in God? And he said, yeah. So they shot him. And that's all.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Oklahoma City bombing.
I know it was where Timothy McVeigh put a bomb in, I think it was some kind of embassy, in a building in Oklahoma, and they could kill like 167 people. That's all I really know about.
You want to hear anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about Princess Diana.
Princess Diana was Queen Elizabeth's daughter, and she had a son, and she was like the Grand Duchess or something. They called her the Princess of Wales, and you know, she was killed in a car wreck because her driver was intoxicated, and they had an accident in the tunnel where she didn't survive. I think her child's name is William. And I know she was married to Prince Charles. I think they divorced. And that's all.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Al Gore.
Al Gore was the vice president during the Clinton administration. And after Bill's term was up, Al ran for president, and I guess George Bush was came down to the state of Florida, where George Bush won. There was a lot of controversy over that, saying a lot of votes, period, got thrown out because they were not fully punctured, and they said some people got tricked into voting for, thought they were voting for Al Gore, ended up voting for Joseph Lieberman. And I know it took them a couple of weeks after the election, and they finally stopped counting. They still didn't count all the votes. They stopped counting, and they certified George Bush as the winner. But Al Gore said he was going to teach school. I think he was going to teach at, like, Fisk University. I know he's from Tennessee, and he has a wife named Tipper. And that's all.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
JonBenet Ramsey, she was 6 years old. Then she got killed back in 94. And many people think her parents did it because there was really no sign of forced entry. And I think they killed her because she wet the bed. I know she won a lot of beauty contests in her age group. And she had a brother, and he said her skull was fractured. I think she got hit over the head. I think like a flashlight or something like that. He said they dragged her down into the basement. And said she had been molested, and those in Boulder, Colorado. And they had like a little small hole in the window, which they said was not large enough for anybody to get through. And the parents were like the main suspects. And I know they went on TV talking about they didn't do it. And many people thought they weren't sincere. And thought they were telling the story. That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Steven Spielberg.
He's a director. You know, he made the movie Jurassic Park. And he's directed a lot of movies. I think he made Color Purple. And he's just a famous director.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy Jr.
I know he was killed in a plane crash over Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. And that's all.
Anything else?
He's John F. Kennedy's son.
Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Mother Teresa.
She was a nun. That's all I know, really.
Anything else? Okay. Last page. Tell me what you know about Bill Cosby.
He was a comedian. He had his own show called The Cosby Show, which lasted a long time. And he's in the Jell-O pudding commercials. He has an endorsement deal with them, and he hosted a lot of TV shows like Kids Say the Darnest Things. And I know he's married, and I think his son was killed on the roadside when he was trying to change a flat tire. And some woman, I think her last name was Brown, claimed to be his daughter, which they found out wasn't true. And That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Whitney Houston.
No, she sung R&B. And she sung at the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. I think it was Super Bowl 19. And she has like a dozen records, many of which were certified platinum. She sold like over a million copies. And she's married to Bobby Brown, and they have a daughter named Bobby Christine. And I know she sung at the Olympics too, but she sung the song, she made the song One Shining Moment famous when she sung it. And you know, she played in the movie The Bodyguard. And as of late, she's been kind of washed up because she has drug problems. She's been in and out of rehab. And so.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Jesse Jackson.
You know, Jesse Jackson, he tried to become the first African-American president. He ran for office. And I know, like a couple of months ago, they found out he had an affair with some woman in his office, and they had a child. And I know he was with Martin Luther King when he was assassinated, when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And he's married. That's all.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Michael Jordan.
I know he went to the University of Charlotte, and he played professional basketball, and he left to go play professional baseball, which didn't quite work out. And he came back, and he had teammates like Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and Coach Phil Jackson, you know. He won 6 championships. I think he had like 9 or 10 MVP trophies. He had a couple of All-Star MVP trophies. And he scored over 10,000 points in his career. And I know he led a comeback victory, I think, on his last championship over the Utah Jazz, where he shot the game-winning shot that won them his 6th championship. And I know he's the owner of the Washington Wizards. And they say he's talking about coming back, help his team.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Rodney King.
I know he was beaten severely by the Los Angeles police force. And he suffered dozens of injuries, and he sued them for police brutality back in 93. And that's all.
And you're the first person who knew who he was. First person. Okay, tell me what you know about the Million Man March.
That was when, a million people gathered on Washington to march.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, not quite sure, but I think it was Muslims. African Americans, and they held signs. I think they were protesting or something. And that's all.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Moesha.
Moesha is played by Brandi Norwood, the famous R&B singer, and she plays. Well, she has a real brother who's playing on the show now. His name is Ray J. And I know she's in college now, but it just followed. It was basically like a life story on the show where they went from kids to college students. And she had a lot of friends like Niecy and Kim and Hakeem, and her and Hakeem end up falling in love in one of the episodes. And she had a father and a stepmother named Frank Mitchell, and
D. Mitchell, who was a principal at the school, and Frank sold cars. He's a car dealer. And she had a little brother named Miles on the show. And that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Spike Lee.
He's a director. He's directed movies such as Girl Six and Bamboozle. And he's a huge New York Knicks fan. And that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Ebonics.
Ebonics is a form of language that recently came out where it's a slang. It's like slang terminology. And people use it, like mainly African Americans. And it's like words like ain't and out the frame, different things like that.
Was it out the frame?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean?
It's real cool.
Oh, okay. Like out the box again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What, anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about O.J. Simpson.
I know he went to the university, he went to USC, University of Southern Cal, and he won the Heisman Trophy one year. And I know he played a couple of years with the Buffalo Bills. And I think he said at one point he was the NFL's all-time leading rusher, I think. And I know he's in the Hall of Fame. And a couple of years ago, I think it was 97, he was put on trial for murder of his wife, Nicole Simpson, and her friend, Ron Brown, because they say he thought she was cheating on him. And he said he was real abusive. And that's it.
Okay. And we're done. I hope my paper put in got everything.
Vowels like the larynx, the vocal cords, or lips. component of the secularism. Whereas global would be something that you would do that would have a widespread effect on the speaking process. When they gave this drug to my speaking problems patients, you know, widespread effect, it didn't just help articulation or it didn't just help the tongue, right? Or the larynx or whatever. Widespread. It affected neuromuscular function in general. That would have been a global type of effect, opposed to confidential.
Dr. Taylor? So if you could Botox
environment, maybe in restaurants, you know stuff about restaurant scripts or whatever, all of the general knowledge that you have available, plus any additional information that the speaker can give you, maybe they're gesturing or showing you letters on their alphabet board. All the information that they have to share with you, in addition to the speech signal that they're providing, helps you to infer or guess what they're trying to say. And so those are, and you can help patients learn to manipulate and use top-down information to be more communicated, more functional communicators, than having them solely relying on their really, you know, very deficient speech signal. We can all different ways that we can think about approaching dysarthria therapy. So anytime you're dealing with a therapeutic task, you should be able to figure out, where is it? Is it a global approach or a confidential approach? Is it a behavioral or a non-behavioral? Is it a compensation or example, physiology? Is it bottom-up? Top down? You should know what you're doing and why. And typically we use combinations. Already talking about surgical or medical and prosthetic approaches, but why don't we take our short break? Improving the underlying physiology. I like to call this the entry of the physiologic substrate.
They may not even use
all of the range that is available to them after surgery or after pharmacologic therapy or after physical exercise. So this is the total range that you can achieve. Typically, the person won't use their maximum capacity all the time.
Yeah.
So you're never going to have a patient working, even if you improve physiology a lot, you're never going to have a patient working at their maximum capacity because of fatigue issues. No one can sustain that. But you may be able to have a functional level that's significantly better than what the pre-treatment residual level of function was. This is by using approaches that are designed to enhance the physiological substrate before we even focus on the sequence. Now, admittedly, a lot of what we're going to talk about are not things that we would administer as individual clinicians. We might be consulted to give an opinion or a prognosis. Is this a good candidate for such and such a procedure? Do you think it will help? You might refer someone for a surgical procedure or for a prosthetic fitting. And oftentimes, master clinicians will be working hand in hand with physicians. I know pathologists who work in the surgical suite. They're going to do a flap surgery or